Good morning. I'd like to call the Ninth Osage Nation Congress to order. This is our second special session. Today's date is November 19, 2024, and the time is 10 a.m. Congressman Maker, could you please take care of the prayer for us today?
Yes, ma'am. I'll watch the Congress. And thoughts of Wakanda, and thoughts of Wakanda Zinke. Apakaha, Ialaha, Wanake, Dalakumba, Ojaji, Nikashi, Kistamai, Dakere, Walapikumba, Kahika, Kahika, Wakta, Ski, Dakere, Walapikumba. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, I want to thank you again for another day you've given us. And we want to ask you to, help us and help us in our fight against those who would take what is ours. And Lord, we want to ask you to look after the children, the elders, and all those needs that we have, people grieving, people hungry. We just need a lot of things for our people, Lord, and like we always have. You've always helped us, Lord, even in ancient times. Lord, we know we can depend on you. So we ask you again to just help us and bless us, and we give you all the power and glory in your Son's name. Jesus, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Congressman. We're now on roll call. Clerk, could you please take care of the roll call?
Congressman Bickhorst?
Here.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Present.
Second Speaker Hamilton?
Here.
Congressman Keene?
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Present.
Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congressman Potts?
Present.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Here.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Here.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here.
Assistant Chief Walker?
Here.
Speaker Shaw?
Present. We do have a quorum. We are now on approval of journal. The journal of November 15, 2024 is attached to the meeting notice.
Speaker.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the journal dated November 15th, 2024.
Second. There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? No. Motion passes. Thank you. We're now on reports of select committees. Congresswoman Revard.
Good morning, Speaker. Good morning, Assistant Chief and colleagues. The Appropriations Committee met and we discussed ONCA 2508, an act to amend ONCA 2470 to authorize IDC procurement to expend additional monies in the amount of $165,133 appropriated through the FY 2025 appropriation bills, and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor and the final committee action was due pass, voting yes. Big Horse, Hamilton, Redcorn, Revard, Shaw, and Whitehorn. Speaker, we also discussed ONCR 2501, a resolution to revise and approve the fiscal year 2025 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation. I'm the sponsor. The final committee action was due pass, voting yes. Big Horse, Hamilton, Redcorn, Revard, Shaw, and Whitehorn. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. We're now on reports of standing committees. Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, Assistant Chief, colleagues. Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee met yesterday. We considered an appointment of Alan Brown to the Community Development Financial Institution Board. The final committee action was candidate is qualified by education experience and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. Yes votes from Good Fox, Tillman, Whitehorn, Keene, Revard, and Big Horse. Next, the committee considered ONCA 2501, an act to amend the liquor control ordinance to increase the tax up to 7% and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Jody Revard. The final committee action was due pass with yes votes from Whitehorn, Tillman, Revard, Keene, Good Fox, and Big Horse. Next, we looked at bill number ONCA 2521, an act to define poor space and to clearly establish that it is a legal part of the mineral estate interest and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Maria Whitehorn. The final committee action was due pass with amendments. Voting yes was Whitehorn, Tillman, Keene, Good Fox, Revard, and Big Horse. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Big Horse. We are now on introductions of bills and resolutions. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes, I move to suspend the rules and place ONCA 2508, ONCR 2501, ONCA 2501, and ONCA 2521 on second reading, or general order day two on today's agenda.
There is a motion and a second. All those in favor of the motion, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. Motion passes. We're now on introductions of bills and resolutions. Hearing none, we're now on bills and resolutions on first reading. Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Reading in ONCA 2513, an act to repeal ONCA 2153 and return $3 million of the American Rescue Plan Act funds to the general fund originally appropriated for water and sewer infrastructure repairs in the Pawhuska Indian Village and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congresswoman Lemon.
Good morning, Madam Speaker, Assistant Chief Walker, colleagues, and everyone listening in. Madam Speaker, on ONCA 2522, this particular piece of legislation is no longer needed, therefore I will not be reading it in. May I continue?
Yes, you may.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. ONCA 25-23, an act to repeal ONCA 23-34 and return $3 million to the nation originally appropriated for construction of a senior housing complex in Hominy, Oklahoma, and to establish an alternate effective date. Reading in also ONCA 2527, an act to amend ONCA 2181 to increase the appropriation to the judicial branch in American Rescue Plan Act funds for improvements to the current judicial building and for the design, engineering, and construction of a new judicial building in the amount of $1,612,243 and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you, Congresswoman Rivard.
Thank you, Speaker. Reading in ONCR 2502, a resolution to approve the investment firm Capital Investment Advisors, led by Michael Parsons, as the investment manager for the Osage Nation and to approve a limited waiver of sovereign immunity.
Thank you, Congresswoman. ONCA 2513, ONCA 2523, ONCA 2527, and ONCR 2502 will be assigned to the Appropriations Committee. We are now on General Order Day 2, second reading. Congresswoman Goodfox.
I move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and advance ONCA 2502, ONCA 2503, ONCA 2504, ONCA 2505, ONCA 2506, ONCA 2507, ONCA 2509, ONCA 2512, and ONCA 2514 to third reading on today's agenda.
Second.
Nope. The sponsor said no.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor of the motion, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. Motion passes. Thank you. We are Congressman.
The last three that you called out to.
We are still on General Order Day 1, second reading. Congresswoman Lemon. Thank you. Just one moment here. I have a quick question for the clerk. She does it. Okay. That was my question. 2511 was not moved to third reading. So we do need, okay. Congresswoman Rivard.
Okay, thank you, Speaker. I appreciate it. I am reading ONCA 2511, an act to amend ONCA 24-75 to provide supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $11,667,608.
Thank you, Congressman Bickhorst.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Reading in ONCA 2515, an act to amend ONCA 2151 to increase the appropriation of the ARPA funds to the executive branch for Hominy Senior Housing in the amount of $3,625,627 and to establish an alternate effective date. Continue. Reading ONCA 2516, an act to amend ONCA 2161 to reduce the appropriation to the executive branch in the ARPA funds for the continuation and completion of coronavirus aid, relief, and economic security act projects by the amount of $25,432 and to establish an alternate effective date. Next would be ONCA 2517, an act to amend ONCA 2156 to increase the appropriation of the ARPA funds to the executive branch for repairs and improvements to the Gray Horse Rural Water District in the amount of $777,286 and to establish an alternate effective date. Next was ONCA 2518, an act to amend ONCA 2180 to reduce the appropriation to the executive branch and ARPA funds for the replacement and upgrades to the nation's heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems in the amount of $190,003 and to establish an alternate effective date. Next was ONCA 2519, an act to amend ONCA 22-109 to reduce the appropriation of the ARPA funds to the Osage Nation Butcher House meats for flooring improvements in the amount of $12,020 and to establish an alternate effective date. Next was ONCA 2520, an act to amend ONCA 2262 to increase the appropriation of the ARPA funds to the executive branch for the burial assistance in the amount of $1 million and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congressman. Congresswoman Lemon.
Good morning again, Madam Speaker. Reading in ONCA 25-24, an act to amend ONCA 22-15 to reduce the appropriation of American Rescue Plan Act funds to the executive branch for the CARES continuation projects for the Museum, Language, and Culture departments in the amount of $269,208 and to establish an alternate effective date. May I continue?
Yes, please.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Also reading in ONCA 2525, an act to amend ONCA 22-81 to reduce the appropriation of the American Rescue Plan Act funds for the expansion of the chapel in the Gray Horse Indian Village in the amount of $454,362 and to establish an alternate effective date. And finally, reading in ONCA 25-26, an act to amend ONCA 21-75 to increase the appropriation of American Rescue Plan Act funds to the executive branch for the expansion of broadband coverage throughout the Osage Nation in the amount of $221,578 and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you, Congresswoman Lemon.
Speaker.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes, I'm sorry, we're not under motions and notices yet.
We are now on motions and notices.
Speaker.
Just a moment.
Motion for a brief recess to the call of the speaker.
Second.
Motion and second. All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, no. We are in recess.